two days left, James, but two cracking days to end the season. Friday, Saturday, the traditional 2 days. With all due respect to the Saturday card, which has always been a terrific day's racing, particular interest this year in Friday and a big new race.
Yes, the European Breeders Fund, who are great supporters at York and indeed great supporters, hopefully, of British racing, have launched a new series featuring the two-year-olds and looking to identify those future stars who maybe aren't quite ready for a pathway through the traditional pattern. So formally conditions type races, but they culminate for the colts with us on Friday, the 7th of October, in a contest with a six-figure purse. So in chronological order, it will be the 23rd race at York to offer at least £100,000 in prize money, rapidly followed by a handicap backed by William Hill with £100,000 for the stayers. But yeah, an interesting contest and very much one to have the notebooks and iPads out in that EBF Colts final on Friday afternoon.
And clearly over the 2 days, there's so much interest. Top trainer, top jockey, go to the wire. I'm particularly fascinated by the jockey's conundrum. You have Danny Tutto, who's been there, done that. And Clifford Lee's had a memorable season on the Knavesmire, and he could still yet end up with the biggest prize of all.
Yeah, we're going to have to be agile in terms of our spreadsheets, because you're right. Danny and Clifford are tied on seven going into the meeting, and there's only a single second place splits them as well. So we'll have to be aware where the countback may take us as we head into the gloaming on Saturday afternoon. Fascinating them both, based, I guess, on what we would call the Northern Circuit. So we don't know quite yet, but you would anticipate both of them would have pretty full books across the 2 days. So that will be ultra competitive. Clifford's success built on the story of Carl Burke's success. He's on 10 winners already this season. So he's three clear of another Yorkshire Yard in Kevin Ryan, who sits on seven. So a little bit of daylight in the Charles Clincard race for the top trainer. But the jockey's one really could go down to that wire.
And it's always a day where finding winners is tough, because this is one meeting at York where single figure fields are at a premium. Everybody wants to have one last go for the big money. And anybody coming to punt perhaps should bring a pin, shouldn't they? Because I'd be very surprised if we don't get a 20 to 1 or bigger winner during the 2 days.
Yeah, and a sharp one at that. So you can see why William Hill on the Friday and our good friends Coral all day on the Saturday back the respective cards. Because, yeah, with that little bit of cut in the ground, typically the northern trained horse is more used to that, not surprisingly. So we'd be looking at full fields, £100,000 for a Coral Sprint trophy as they hurtle down that track one more time. You might have statistically a little better chance in a race like the Coral Rockingham, the last of our pattern contests, a listed race for two-year-olds. That might be slightly more manageable as a spread bet than the 20 or 22 runner fields we'll see elsewhere.
And going into the last meeting, I know you must be thrilled with how the grounds are in. It's been a very, very challenging summer, hasn't it, for ADK and the team? Because one thing that hasn't been the case of water everywhere.
They've done a fantastic job, as they always do. And boy, yeah, we've been very grateful that we made the investment in the two boreholes. For people listening who aren't aware, even in the height of those 39 degree temperatures, according to our weather station back in July, maybe seems a little hard to remember them looking out the window right now. We were able to keep the track irrigated because we invested in two boreholes, which are in the annual members' car park, and we drill down into the sandstone aquifer and get water that fell as rain on the Romans, I like to tell people, comes back up and is pumped around the irrigation system. And the high-tech sprinklers have done a fantastic job in keeping the ground in top-notch condition, of course, under the watchful care of Adrian and his team.
So we've mentioned what's happening on the track, but obviously, as always at York, lots happening off the track over the 2 days.
Yeah, it'll be a one last chance to listen to the strains of a jazz band or a Yorkshire brass band, courtesy of the Shepherd Group on Saturday afternoon. party into the evening with the monotones after racing on Saturday. And two different things happening on the Friday countryside market. So if you want to go home really, really smug, find some winners in those difficult handicaps. And one thing you can guarantee is some unusual early Christmas presents will be on hand in the countryside market. Maybe it'll be a silk scarf or a tweed cap or perhaps just some of our local brewery ale that'll come in a Christmas coffre. So that's an opportunity for racegoers on Stanside on the Friday. On Saturday, again, Stanside racegoers can get a sense of what it's like to ride a racehorse. Coral are bringing their virtual racing stage. A little hard to describe. If I said to you, think bouncy castle with carousel horses in it, but then you don the expensive VR goggles and race against five of your fellow racegoers, and it recreates both flat races and jump races. So that's all part of the fun. It's free to take part in. You've got to fill in a few forms, but both the countryside market on Friday and the Coral VR racing activity on Saturday are part of the entertainment.
And if you want to go and you haven't yet, the advice, as always, make your day easier and book your tickets in advance, and you can just go and do a few clicks on the website and it's job done.
You can indeed. You can take advantage of the 6+ group discounts by doing that right up until 4 p.m. on Thursday or Friday, respectively. And there's a little bit of time left on the early bird deals if you're coming on your own or as a couple. But there will, if you're left wondering what to do and you've maybe got something hanging over you, if you do fall free, you will be able to get admission to both days on the gates.